We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, coming up on 9:52, as we continue our conversation with Dr. Reginald Eggleston, Superintendent of Schools at USD 475 Geary County. And we've got, of course, we just entered the month of December, which I keep pinching myself, where's the time gone here this year? It seems to be just moving so quickly. And we are coming up on the end of this calendar year, and only a couple weeks left of school before winter break, Dr. Eggleston.
Well, that's true. We actually get out on December the 17th. However, our high school will have an additional day that following Monday because high school started later due to some construction interruptions or delays. And so we basically had to create an alternate calendar for the high school. So they'll be filling in some days and times while the rest of the district will be out, but really excited that we're able to make that time up. So the high school will be in school on those extra days. They will be in school on the 20th and on the 4th. Excuse me, on the 17th and on January the 4th. So looking forward to that. But yes, the year is going fast. It's been a full first semester. A lot of events, a lot of activities, just a lot happening. But again, everybody gets out on the 17th, but the high school will be in school on December the 17th and on January the 4th. And that's because, again, due to schedule conflicts with some of our construction.
Okay. And, the high school obviously is a very nice addition here to the community. We've talked about it several times on here, but everything seems to be going well out there, huh?
Everything's going well. We have more students this year than what we've had before in the last 3 to 5 years. We've been working through just getting everyone reacclimated to the building with the newness that comes with that. But I'm pleased to say that we're working through all of our issues and things are going well. Athletics have kicked off, fine arts. So everything's in place. We still have a little bit of fine tuning and tweaking, and the contractors will remain in the building or working throughout the rest of the school year. But things have gone well. The staff and administrators have done an exceptional job and just really proud to have the new school open and running as well as it is.
Yeah, I wonder, and I was thinking about this when I toured the high school a couple months ago, if I have a class on the west end of the building and then my next class is on the east end of the building, do the teachers give a little leeway if you're not there quite on time, if you're a couple minutes late?
Actually, they have more than enough time, believe it or not, Brandon. I've been in that building and I have walked that entire facility. And it doesn't take as long as most people think. We started out with around 7 minutes and actually have noticed that 7 minutes to transition between class time is too much time. Hmm. And we really don't want kids lingering in the halls. We want them to expediently get to their next class and be ready to receive the instruction that teachers have for them. But things have been going well. We made some tweaks and adjustments to the cafeteria layout. We actually have a cafeteria on each wing of the building. So the ninth graders can all go, because we have a ninth grade academy, they can all go to lunch on one side of the building. And then the upperclassmen are on the opposite end. And it just cuts down on interactions and individuals having to go across the facility, and it's really worked out very well.
Well, that's good to hear. Everything's pretty efficient out there at JCHS.
We're working on that daily, I tell you that.
Yeah. Another thing you guys have been doing here, and I know it was just passed here on December 1st, was the Social Media 101 event here with parents. And and I know this, we've talked about this on past programs, but I was curious kind of just how well that Parent University Zoom talk was received.
It actually went over very well. The comments that the parents left at the end, the feedback was outstanding. The course on the internet and cybersecurity and all is just one of many of the events that fall under the umbrella of Parent University. So our goal is to try to have an in-person session for parents and then some type of Zoom session each semester. And then we're going to have monthly podcast, as well as videos where we will be interviewing different individuals to share information with parents. We've really tried to make parent engagement a priority in our district. It starts at the building level, the schools, where teachers and parents have a good relationship, and then parents and the administrators as well. So we're just trying to reinforce what's already happening in our schools and giving parents the tools and equipment and resources that they need in order to just help support their student as they deal with just societal issues.
That's so important. You know, I have a daughter's about to go into middle school next year, and I just have a feeling that having these types of engagements can only benefit the parent here, because there's so many things out there that as a parent, we're not always aware of that our kids can find on the internet.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think the presenter really did a great job of just asking parents to be nosy. That's what his exact words were. Ask questions, look at your phone, your child's phone, see who their friends are on Facebook. Don't just take things for granted. There are a lot of individuals out there who want to do our young people harm. And so being proactive and just having these healthy conversations with your young person is so important. And then letting them know that they can always come to you as the parent to share anything that they may be experiencing or anything that looks suspicious.
All right. Well, very good. So I imagine you'll have more of these announced here throughout the rest of the school year.
Oh, absolutely. We plan to continue to do this even during the summer months. So we started our first semester with an in-person parent university. We had a round robin where parents came in and they moved around to several different presenters. And then we just had our Zoom. Next semester, we'll do the same thing. And we're going to try to do the exact same thing during the summer months as well. Again, all of this is to reinforce what the schools are saying and the efforts that are taking place in the classroom.
All right, very good. Well, it's a good opportunity. I think you struck a niche there. I would certainly be interested in hearing more about those. So, Dr. Eggleston, thanks for being here with us, and we hope you have a good holiday.
Hey, thank you again, Brandon. You be safe, and we'll see you in the new year.
All right, sounds good. That's going to wrap up our program here for this morning. Thank you to all of our guests who joined us. Coming up on Monday, we're going to talk with outgoing K-State President Richard Myers. He'll be in studio with us here for the hour.